This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio, and we're about to welcome the Great Northern Players back on stage to tell about one of the more harrowing times here in the Cuyuna Range area. Bike night.
Good evening, Sally. I didn't think you were coming in tonight.
Well, I couldn't leave you all alone on bike night.
Are we all ready to go?
Sure are. I came in yesterday and restocked the bar, cleaned all the glasses, and scratched the graffiti out of the bathroom.
I appreciate it. You're the best waitress I ever had. Most of them don't last a week in a joint like this.
Well, it takes more than a bunch of hotshot bikers to scare me off.
Listen, Sally, you might not want to be here tonight.
Why?
We might have some trouble.
Oh?
Rumor has it that the two gangs are having some kind of feud. You know Jim Bucknell?
Yeah, he's the one who leads that one gang, what do they call? The Iron Men.
That's right. Jim's gone and taken up with Helen Oakes.
Helen? But ain't she Louie's gal?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, that is trouble. Louie's the leader of the Mountain Riders. I bet he's spitting mad.
I'm worried it might show up here tonight. It ain't a secret that the Iron Men meet here every Tuesday, Thursday, and occasional Saturday afternoons. If Louie brings his gang, things might get rowdy.
None of those tough guys scare me. I keep a pool cue behind the bar for poking the drunks when I get bored. I'm not afraid to crack a couple of heads if I have to.
Yep, looks like they're here. Hey, could you switch the channel? You know they'll want to be watching the Tour de France. Right there.
And then I said to him, your mother rides a 10-speed.
Hey, pour me a tall one, bartender. Nothing I like more than being back in the bar after a long day of triathlon training.
What can I get for you, Jim?
I'll take a Powerade, the blue kind.
Don't you think you're starting off a little strong, Jim?
Had a long day, swimming in the mine pits, running hills, then biking all the way here from Crosby. An Ironman's gotta stay hydrated.
Hydration!
You're the strongest and toughest triathlete I've ever met, Jim. Kiss me. Sorry.
Well, I guess I should have taken my helmet off first.
Hey, how'd you two get together anyway?
Well, I was trail riding by Floodwood, and I was way out there when I broke down real bad. I blew a tire, my pedal broke, and my gears just locked. I was out there for hours. It was getting dark, and I couldn't get cell reception. And I just started using a new deodorant called Smoky Glaze that made me smell like a honey ham, the prepackaged kind. And it was attracting cougars.
And when I found her, she was trying to fend them off with a bike pump. She was shooting their whiskers with little puffs of air, but it didn't seem to faze them.
Oh, they wouldn't stop licking me. It was terrifying. But then Jim rode in on his 21-speed Windrider, yelling like a bat out of hell and squeaking his bike horn. The cougars got scared, and it gave me enough time to jump on the back of his bike, and we sped away. It was very romantic.
Helen, even if you were a rusted and beaten up frame, I'd still get a chain and ride you.
Oh. Howdy, Jim.
Well, if it ain't Louie and his Mountain Riders, you got a lot of nerve coming here. This bar's for triathletes only.
Well, that might have been the way it was. But the way I see it, you took something of mine that I loved. And now I figure I get to take something of yours.
Ah, beat it, Louie. I'm with the Iron Men now. They can bike, run, and swim. They don't waste their time on BMX courses. They're real men.
Yeah, sure they are. And if they're real men, they won't back away from a little challenge.
What do you have in mind?
Yeah, we gotta settle up once and for all. Who's the stronger biker gang?
come on, fellas, come on in.
Yeah, I'm coming in here.
Well, I'll be darned. That's a pair of Mach 20 stationary bicycles. I thought they banned those after those two kids got killed.
You seem a little scared, Jim. Care to forfeit?
Be careful, Jim. My cousin had a Mach 20 before they were illegal. She was pedaling when something went wrong, and the whole thing just exploded. She got PTSD from it.
What's that?
Post-traumatic stationary bike disorder.
Now here's the deal. We each get a bike. First rider to hit 10 miles wins the bar.
You're on, Louie.
I don't know how I feel about this, Sally. You think we ought to call the cops?
Heck no! Look at how much Gatorade everybody's drinking. I can put my kid through a day in college with what I'm making tips.
Come on, Jim! Wipe that greasy grin off his face!
2 miles! 2 miles!
Hey, Jim. Why couldn't the bicycle stand on its own?
Oh, cram it, Louis.
It was too tired.
Uh-oh. They're fighting dirty now. Bad jokes are a triathlete's kryptonite.
Hey, Jim, what's the secret to Lance Armstrong's success? He always stayed positive.
Oh, low blow, Louis.
4 miles, Ed, 4 miles!
When is a bicycle not a bicycle? When it turns into a driveway.
My God, he's vicious.
Helen, Helen, hit me with the water. Give me the water bladder.
Sure thing, Jim.
Time for the home stretch.
2 miles left.
You ever had a ghost-proof bicycle? It's got no spokes.
Come on, Jim, you've almost got him.
I got this. I gotta win it. For Helen, for the bar. Just about there.
Jim, are you all right?
I'm fine, Helen. It looks like Louie never did make it on his bike. I don't think he's gonna be climbing up any mountains for a while.
I can't figure out how the pedal lodged in the side of his face.
Hey, Jim. Jim made it. He hit 10 miles.
Well, I guess I did. Looks like we're staying put. Bartender, pour everyone around. Let's get hydrated.
Hydration!
The Great Northern Radio Players.